Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Now you get 4 months free. That's not enough for you? How about changing your virtual location with just one click? That's not enough for you? How about it works on all your devices? That's not enough for you? How about a 30-day money-back guarantee? Is that still not enough for you? How about that online threat protection? Block online trackers, hackers, annoying pop-up ads, malware. Browse securely on that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling, when you're at the hotel, when you're at the airport, any of that stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful, the fastest VPN in the world. You can subscribe to overseas services, get pay-per-views much more affordably than here in the States or wherever you are, really. NordVPN.com/Fightful. 4 free months, 30-day money-back guarantee. Head over there. Check it out. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. We got Clark Connors. He's going to be at New Japan Rumble on 44th Street this Friday, facing Minoru Suzuki. How you doing, man?
Good. That's the best I've felt in about 3 months back-wise, so we're on the right path, I think.
Yeah, it's your return. You haven't wrestled in a few months. Maybe explain to us like exactly, or if you know, how this happened, what sidelined you, and the recovery process.
So about 3 months ago, I was getting ready for a couple matches, and I was just at the gym squatting, something I've done 1,000 times, and literally probably thousands and thousands of times. But I lost form for a second, and I completely herniated my L5-S1. And if you've seen my return video, it's about 2 millimeters from never walking again, which is nice to know, you know. So, you know, there's always fate on your side at some point. But it's just been a long recovery process, been stretching, working out every day. You know, it's going to give me a lot of time to focus on some other things. And I've been enjoying the process, but I'm itching to get back in the ring.
I think the moral of the story is just don't work out, like, ever.
I asked my doctor, and she said, I said, well, what can I do for the future? She's like, well, probably just stop squatting that much weight. Well, yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. Don't wrestle either. Oh, okay.
Maybe don't fall on the ground repeatedly every day of your life for several years. I mean, that's something that I think would be conducive to maybe not injuring your back, but we're glad to see you back. At what point did you realize, okay, I'm good to go, I can do this? Or is there any like hesitation on your part? Are you like in your mind thinking, this is wrestling, anything could happen when I'm out there, especially against a guy like Suzuki?
Well, that really is exactly kind of why I came back with that intention to wrestle Suzuki, to wrestle the guys who are going to be the heaviest hitters. Because honestly, I think if I ease back into it slowly but surely, I know that I'd be very wary, and you know, I don't want to hurt my back, and I don't know if I should do this move, but I figured if you just throw me in the pocket with Minoru Suzuki, it's the old adage, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, right? So if I can take the hardest hit from Minoru Suzuki, then I'm not too worried when I get hit by anybody else. So let's go right into the feet in the fire, baby.
So you got that New York City this Friday. Do you remember those Pace Picante commercials back in the day?
I'd have to see it, but I think so.
They're wearing the same kind of hats that you wear. They're out there, and they've got their salsa, and they're like, Pace Picante is made in San Antonio. Then they get the other brand, and they're like, this one's made in New York City.
I feel like
there's a missed opportunity there. Like,
I know. I gotta reset my branding. I gotta reach out to my t-shirt people.
That was the only reason I knew what Pace Picante was. I had no clue. Those commercials absolutely worked, but you faced Suzuki multiple times, just not in a one-on-one setting. How does that differ for you? I mean, obviously, there are so many variables there that are different when you're getting in the ring with a guy like Suzuki, who has decades behind him.
Yeah, no. So like, I think the couple times I've been in there with him were as a young lion as well, which adds another layer to it, because he likes to really take out aggression on the young lions, really kind of set the tone, as it were. And good form for it. I get it now. Not being a young lion anymore, they are pretty annoying, but running around. But no, I think the biggest difference is I watch his kind of the pace of how he wrestles in a tag match versus in a singles match. In a singles match, he is a lot more drawn out, takes his time. You can see all parts of his game versus he hasn't really ever felt me mat wrestle him, because in a tag situation, we're not usually going that way. So I think there's a lot of parts of my game that are actually going to surprise him and that I've been adding to. And so I think in that sense, I'm a more well-rounded than he's ever seen me. And I'm coming in as well, like I said, with just an untethered from consequence and reality. So I'm coming in, I'm just going to leave it all out there either way. So I'm excited to feed him man to man.
You mentioned wanting to be in the ring with the hardest hitters in New Japan. What's the hardest you've ever been hit in wrestling?
Oh, man. Dude, you know, this is what surprised you is Hanma. Recently when I wrestled him 101, I did not see that coming. You know, he's the way he hits, right, is very robotic, and he's got that hard neck. And it's that New Japan style of hit me, no, hit me harder, no, hit me, no, hit me harder. And I hit him as hard as I could, dude. And this dude blasted me so hard. And I was like, my jaw shook and my eyes, I think my right eye is still kind of coming back into place. But yeah, that dude's a real one. It was great, though.
A lot of people that might not have known who you were figured out who you were at Forbidden Door. You had a breakout performance there, which was obviously on short notice. Nobody could have predicted that was going to happen. Can you walk me through the process of you finding out that you were going to perform at Forbidden Door and sort of how you felt that all ended up for you?
Yeah, no, man. I think that they found out Ishii was injured on, if Forbidden Door was on Sunday, then they found out on Thursday, told me on Friday, and I was out the door on Saturday morning.
Wow.
So I had no idea. Yeah, it was, I found out actually maybe 15 to 30 minutes before everybody else did on Twitter or whatever the release was. They were like, Clark, can you go? Yep. All right, you're going. And then boom, they just announced it, right? So not a lot of time to think about it, not a lot of time to prepare, which I think for me was a good thing, because I was just focused on just getting to America and then making sure I had my gear, basically. And the wrestling part for me is the easy part. I knew that I could fit in to wherever I needed to be. I knew that the expectations are very low. Love that. I love when you have low expectations and you can just jump over them. And so I use that to my advantage, I think, as well. And I thought it went well. Obviously, I would like to win.
Sure.
Who wouldn't like to win? But in terms of making a first impression and making new fans, and people eyes on myself and the New Japan product, I think they did a pretty good job of that.
And being in the ring with guys like Pac, Malakai Black, Miro, I mean, like that's quite the spot to be introduced to that audience in as well. And the match was well received. Everybody seemed to like it. That's got to feel good too, right? Knowing like going back and finding out, man, that was a banger. The crowd loved it.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was those guys are all, I mean, obviously phenomenal wrestlers. They've been doing it for forever. And to get in there and then to, you know, there's obviously parts of the match that I like because I was, you know, not getting my ass kicked the whole time. There's parts that were better than others, but I knew that no matter what, you know, when you're in something pretty fun and pretty, and you know, will leave an impact on someone. So feeling that in there, with guys who know what the hell they're doing was that much better.
And another forbidden door seemed to open recently. We got Gallows and Anderson just like strolling onto WWE TV while Anderson is still never open weight championship. I even told him, I hope it doesn't become the never going to defend that championship. What did you think when you saw that? Like what goes through your mind when you hear like these guys, one of which holds a title, just popping up on WWE TV?
Well, I think that anytime that you do business with the Good Brothers, there's always a chance that they're going to be doing something wild like that. I mean, that's just a part of the game.
They told me they were going to WWE before they even left Impact. They were like, yeah, we're going. And like with them, I can't like be like reporting that because I think they're full of shit. I think they're lying. But the thing is, they have never lied to me about anything yet. It's just, I still can't trust them.
Exactly right, dude. It's that truth. It's so truthful that it doesn't even make sense. It's real. Yeah. No, I get it, man. They those guys are truly. I mean, you know them. They're probably better than I do. But yeah, anytime they kind of come into the situation, they're always goofing around. But they're always making money somewhere. So I wouldn't be surprised. Personally, I want to see him come back and get his ass whooped by Hikuleo, because sure. I think Hikuleo is ready to do that. So I mean, who knows what the case is going to be? But we'll see. I'm excited. That's Saudi money, though. Oof.
I know. Carl was like, "Never again." Now he's like, "Well, maybe."
Well, you know, Saudi, we'll do it somewhere overseas.
I said never again, but how about maybe twice a year for the next 5 years? We'll settle there.
Oh darn!
Another name that you're very familiar with, obviously, Carl Fredericks left New Japan this year. What were your thoughts on that? I mean, you've got a long history with him.
Well, Carl's my dude. Carl's, in, you know, him, Alex, and Gabe and all, we're best friends. You know, we're family. So I had known about his where his mind was at for the in terms of how New Japan was working out, how our contracts and our careers have worked out so far. And I know for him that he's got a lot of big plans in his life. You know, he's a phenomenal DJ. He's got a lot going on for him. So I always told him, hey man, whatever makes you happy. So, you know, he's just trying different things right now, and I'm excited to see where it's going to lead him. But I know it's big things for Carl of all time.
Feel free to tell me to go play in traffic, but are you anchored down long-term with New Japan? Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
How is that working out? Because, I mean, I know around the start of each year, a lot of people free up.
Yeah, no, I love New Japan. They've given me every opportunity in the world, but I'm also a businessman. Don't get me wrong. I would never say never to anything. So I want to hear about it. You know, I'd like to. It's nice to know where you're at in the terms of the wrestling world. But my allegiances are firmly in New Japan right now, as long as I get the chance to actually show what I can do. And that's all I got to say about that. And I've been with the company for 4 years now under contract. And obviously the pandemic plays a role in that. So we'll see this 2023. And I know big things are coming on my end. So let's see if they can hold up the bar air and the bargain too, because I want the best for everybody.
You mentioned how the pandemic affected things. Like, it almost forced New Japan into a brand split with New Japan Strong. And I've loved that show ever since it came on. Like, when I saw that, I was like, that's what I thought NXT should kind of be. Like, where you've got these big stars, you've got younger guys, you've got guys that'll just show up. And that's what they've made NXT now, with this hybrid of what it was and what it became. Now you see, like, Kevin Owens popping up there. That was happening on New Japan Strong, like, from the jump during the pandemic. And it was it still is a really special show, because you don't know what's going to happen, don't know who's going to show up. What was going through your mind when the pandemic hit, and like, how do they even tell you guys, hey, we're doing this whole new brand and this is what we're going to use you guys with?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were one of us, the Young Lions, especially in the LA Dojo side, we were on that unlucky area where we didn't get our visas in time to go to Japan. Once we found that out, we were like, oh, we're going to be stuck over here for a good while. And they just came with the idea. The matchmakers came with that strong idea. And then it was kind of basically like, you're going to make this show, base it around you guys to some extent, and hope you show your progression so you guys don't get lost in the shuffle, more or less. And for the first year of New Japan Strong, if you really break it down and watch it, a lot of it is about the Young Lions, you know, growing, Carl becoming his character finally, the Alpha Wolf. I kind of was on that long run of my final bit of excursion. And then the next year, it was kind of Alex's turn to do it. So there's obviously a lot of great storylines, and I think it is the best pure hour of professional wrestling that you can find if you just want to watch great wrestlers having great matches. And now it's kind of evolving, I think, but at first it was really about us, I think.
But I mean, even then, like, look what it did for Fred Rosser's career. A lot of people, I interviewed him maybe about 5 months before that, and I was like, man, are you still wrestling? Because you don't take that many bookings these days. He's like, I am, and he's like, I'm going to ramp it up next year. Well, he didn't know the pandemic was going to happen, but I mean, that sort of forced his hand, and now he's a premier player in New Japan, signed to New Japan fully as well. And I remember during that period, like, I'd see you against, like, Daniel Garcia or Leo Rush, and it's a lot of these matches that I wouldn't think up in my head initially, and New Japan was like, let's do it. Everybody's facing everybody. All these combinations of six-man tags that were bangers as well. Like, it became, like, one of my favorite things to watch every week. Like, I'd be exhausted after the week of coverage, and then I'd still be like, well, time to watch New Japan Strong. It was – it's got such a – It's a very special show, and glad it came along like that. I had also noticed, and I had almost forgot this, you worked a few ROH dates a few years ago. Now I know that you were with New Japan as well. What were your thoughts when New Japan ended up getting, or Ring of Honor got bought? Because I mean, even though you are, you've shown your allegiance to New Japan, that is one less place effectively to leverage in the future.
Yeah, man. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I might be a pro wrestler, but I'm a businessman. I went to college, and I understand how, you know, supply and demand works. So I love the idea of Ring of Honor just being around, which is awesome. Yeah. Obviously it's under the umbrella over there, the umbrella corporation over there. But I think that is good for business to get all those guys more time. I mean, no one ever says more titles is great, but I think it's great if it's given more people a platform to do their thing. Obviously, watching Garcia, watching Yuta, and obviously Jericho doing what he's doing, it tells more stories. But in terms of for me, for leveraging and all that, I still like the idea of being able to go over there and wrestle on another show. It's better than not having a show. at all. So it's still a payday, you know, which is the beauty of it. But at the time being, I'm not too worried about it once again, because I am where I'm at with New Japan. Very happy.
Now, I've read online that you had a background in football, but I couldn't find much beyond that. Like what position did you play? Like, I'm a huge football fan. I'm interested to learn.
Yeah. No, yeah, man. I went to Cal Poly. I was like a preferred walk-on over there. Little 1AA, Big Sky football. And I played running back, but and we ran a fucking triple option. So it was like, so I was just like, why am I playing running back? Nothing I love more than sprinting 40 yards just to not get the ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I played cornerback in high school. I was highly recruited at the D3, D2 levels, that's for sure. But yeah, nothing huge football school wise.
So I mean, like physically, like what did that do to you? I mean, being a running back, we see it in the NFL all the time. Like, people will play 3 years, hit their wall, they'll rush for 2,000 yards, and then 5 years later they're out of the league. Like, physically, how did you feel after that? Because I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell that you took any significant damage based on the way that you work in the ring. But I mean, that's your job, is to make us think that you're hurt or not hurt, depending on the situation.
Right. Well, I think Chris Dawinski would have a word with you about my head. But no,
I saw the Tua thing live. It was horrifying.
Dude, that was nuts, man. No, it's like, and it makes you really think about it. But, you know, it's one of those things where I remember playing, and I was talking to my dad about it, especially in high school, because I would get 30 carries a game. We were a power eye offense. And yeah, I would be like, yeah, remember that game when I got knocked out? Remember that game when you know? And I know it's tough. And I think the cool thing, though, is it's taught me how to protect myself in a lot of ways. I've had every injury under the book at some point, you know, just getting banged up from playing running back pretty much, and concussions and whatnot. But more than anything, actually, I hurt my back. This is so how I have the herniated disc now. When I was in college, I have had a bulging disc from deadlifting. And so I've been dealing with sciatica for like 7 years. So, which is with travel and wrestling, that's like everyone always said, travel's the worst part, right? And that's what it was for me, sitting on a plane, sitting on a bus, always killed me. But at the same time, I think it's taught me how to take care of my body better overall. And so that's why I've been able to kind of take care of myself with this back injury as well. So yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love football. It's my favorite thing to watch, and I'm gambling again, brother. It's good to be back. Yeah.
I'm pissy. I've got that DraftKings sponsorship, but I can't do it here in Kentucky. Like, right. So like they're paying to be on our audio, and I'm like, I sure wish I could cash in on these deals that we're giving people. Who's your NFL team?
I'm a Seahawks man. I'm from Seattle originally. So.
What about Geno?
Geno, baby. Oh, my goodness. He's surprised. I'm blowing my mind.
Him and Russell Wilson did the Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis Freaky Friday and switched bodies. I don't know what happened, but I love it. I hope this makes the NFL take a look at like how they've done things for years and be like, maybe we shouldn't write people off so early.
Hey, man, because they're not going to write back. I'll say that much. They do. But, yeah. No, I agree, man. I think that, like, I didn't realize it because, I mean, I'm obviously a big – Seattle guy, and so we were in the cult of Russell Wilson, which is cool because I honestly love his corniness and all that shit. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how often he just would make a play bad on his own, right? Like, mm-hmm. like there was a read there, but he would always just do that Fran Tarkington shit. And I mean, he'd always make a play, which is great. And see, so, a lot more he could have been doing, you know, if he just, you know, listen to what Pete Carroll called. So
I mean, I love Joe Burrow, and he got sacked so many times, but I think we saw in the first couple games this year, it's like he was responsible for a significant number of those just by tucking and falling down. And ever since then, his coach has said, get rid of the ball. He's not getting sacked anymore. It's great. Like, and that's what you want out of a player. But man, it makes me happy to see Geno Smith. It always makes me happy to see somebody emerge when they were written off. Like, in the NBA, there are players that got cut by three or four different teams, and they make the All-Star team when they finally land somewhere. I love to see it, but we're not writing you off yet, even though you had that back injury. No. You're back against Suzuki Friday, New Japan, Rumble on 44th Street in New York City.
Oh, man. Anything, no, man, really excited.
Yeah, anything you want to let the people know before we head out, obviously, where they can follow you on social media?
Yeah, no, social media-wise, it's just at Clark Connors on Twitter, and I think it's at Clark.Connors on Instagram. But the last thing I want to leave you with is I've been working my butt off, getting back in shape, getting my back right. But the most important thing, too, was a lot of wrestlers had reached out to me kind of when I got injured. And it was, I was just hearing all support from people. It was great. And I actually, through one of the wrestlers, reached out to another wrestler in particular who knows Suzuki very well and who's actually been training me and teaching me some stuff. And he will be at least backstage at the Rumble on 44th Street. But I'm going to see if we can get him out there to come out and second me. So that's just a little something for you. I've been kicking ass.
And I cannot.
But I am. I'm as much as I would love to. It's because I don't want Suzuki to find out. Say that.
Sure.
But but yeah, just a little something I want to leave you with. But I'm ready to kick some ass, man. Let's be a while, baby.
Clark Connors, I appreciate the time, guys. Check out New Japan Rumble on 44th Street this weekend. Until next time, guys. We're out.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.